The scaled-back overhaul of the Affordable Care Act, dubbed the Skinny Repeal, narrowly failed to pass. There were dramatic political twists and turns, including a vote from Senator Dean Heller supporting the doomed bill. To break down what happened, Reno Public Radio's On Gray checks in with political reporter Michelle Rindels with the Nevada Independent.
Michelle, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
So you've been covering the healthcare debate closely. Can you recap for us what happened in the middle of the night?
Well, last night, the Republicans revealed, really late in the evening in D.C., an 8-page, quote-unquote, skinny repeal bill. So they had been trying to pass various versions of an Obamacare repeal bill and just couldn't get the conservative and the moderate wings of the Republican Party to agree on something. So last night, what we saw is this vote that I think a lot of people thought was going to end up with the Senate passing the skinny repeal. And in a really dramatic move, John McCain comes up to the podium and puts his hand out and gives a thumbs down. The Democrats were in awe of this. You could hear some whooping in the background. But he killed it. And this bill failed 49-51 with 3 Republicans opposed. The healthcare bill is dead for the foreseeable future. And they've moved on to other things in the Senate.
And then Governor Brian Sandoval had joined a bipartisan group with 9 other governors rejecting the skinny bill. Breaking away from Sandoval's stance, Senator Dean Heller did end up supporting it. What can we interpret from this?
Dean Heller was in a really tough position in this because he's got to try to appease the Republican base that has really wanted him to do something on Obamacare. He's talked about wanting to get rid of Obamacare, but not wanting to kick millions of people off of insurance. And he specifically raised concerns about Medicaid. He at one point said he supported the skinny bill as a way forward. There was another point where he said he was later undecided about it. And then, of course, Sandoval's statement came out. So he'd kind of been on all sides of this issue during the debate. The thing is, he's not going to be blamed for killing this Republican effort. McCain is basically taking the fall for this bill failing. And so Heller didn't have to cast that decisive vote that could have really hurt him with the Republicans. The bill that he probably didn't like and he had expressed some concerns about is not going to become law. In some ways, I guess it was a political win for him that he didn't have to be the scapegoat on this.
And then many pundits are saying that he's going to face a challenging re-election campaign. What's in store for him?
We haven't really seen a serious primary challenger emerge, and part of that is he's an incumbent. It's always very difficult to unseat an incumbent. He's got a lot of money. With this vote, he's not on the wrong side of the repeal bill among the Republican supporters and Republican donors. He's just not got this primary challenger, and it looks like he could potentially have a relatively easy primary unless something changes. Of course, the general election is going to be a tough one. He's taken a lot of positions on this health bill, and of course, he voted for something that's, like you're saying, against the governor. His opponent put out a release this morning saying this is the worst vote in modern Nevada political history. But still, it remains that it's 2018. It's a midterm year. Republicans have a kind of structural advantage. It's still going to be a test for Jackie Rosen if she ends up facing Senator Heller.
Michelle Rindels covers the ins and outs of state politics for the Nevada Independent. I've enjoyed reading your coverage and appreciate your insights today.
Thank you so much.